RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Bank Indonesia reports Indonesian foreign debt at safe level. Health Minister Nila urged private hospital to improve quality. Now the news in detail. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo said on Wednesday that Indonesian foreign debt remains at safe level as long-term loans dominate obligations. He pointed out that private sector short-term loans from non-affiliated creditors were the most sensitive but made up just 5% of the total loans as of March. DBS Bank economist Gundi Cahyadi wrote in an email to the Jakarta Post on Wednesday that it is positive step to see private sector loans decreased. He also remarked that Bank Indonesia policy objective in the last 2 years had been to put the brakes on loan growth so that companies were not over-leveraged. He added that lower short-term foreign debt was also good for the country. Indonesian Health Minister Nila Mulud urged private hospitals to improve the quality and competence of their human resources to compete with other countries in the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community AEC provisions. She said that private hospitals must be willing to participate in the National Health Insurance JKN program. Thus, the Minister of Health, the Healthcare and Social Security Agency, BPJS, and private hospital have agreed that there are differences in rates compared to government hospitals. Meanwhile, Chairman of Indonesian Association of Private Hospital, Susi Setiwadi, said that there are some constraints on the implementation of JKN program in private hospital, ranging from differences in the services and the low rates of the INI-CBS system. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo has asked the Islamic Development Bank IDB to increase the value of its infrastructure investment in member countries. He said in a meeting of the Board of Governors of IDB in Jakarta Wednesday that certainty in availability of infrastructure would be very important to realize the ambition of high and sustainable economic growth. He also pointed out that infrastructure development is also in line with the five strategic pillars of IDB's 10-year strategic framework and the focus of Indonesian government. At the IDB's highest forum as the leader of Indonesian delegation, Governor Agus praised the progress that has been made by IDB in contributing to increase the economic and social growth of member countries in the past 41 years. Indonesia and IDB have also signed a Member Country Partnership Strategy, MCPS, cooperation agreement for the period 2016 to 2020. Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPN, and its Hong Kong counterpart, Invest HK, agree on Wednesday to combine their synergy in promoting investment and exchange of best practices to serve investors. BKPN Chairman Frankie Sibrani said that the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding with Invest HKA's Acting Director General of Investment, Charles NG, that Hong Kong has always been one of the largest foreign investors in Indonesia and its important role as the gateway to mainland China. Frankie added that Hong Kong as the leading regional financial and trading centers in Asia would benefit Indonesia. He also pointed out that Hong Kong is the gateway for Indonesian businesses to invest and to market products in China, the world's second largest economy, while Indonesia as the Southeast Asian largest economy is the gateway to the 10 countries of ASEAN region. Cooperative Republic of Guyana has officially become the 57th member of Islamic Development Bank IDB. This was stated by Secretary of IDB Ghassan Al-Baba before IDB Board of Governors at the opening of the 41st Islamic Development Bank annual meeting in Jakarta Convention Center on Tuesday evening.
The Secretariat confirms the receipt of the payment of the required chair subscription and the signed and ratified acceptance of the articles of IDB, and as such, the Cooperative Republic of Guyana is now a full-fledged member of the IDB.
By the inclusion of Guyana, now the Islamic Development Bank has additional responsibilities to help financing for development in various fields. IDB President Ahmad Muhammad Ali expressed congratulations to Guyana as the 57th member of IDB. The event was also attended by Bank Indonesian Governor Agus Martowardoyo and the third Indonesian President B.J. Habibie. The last item, an exhibition called the Indonesian Creativity through the Triennial of Milan 2016 and the Venice Architecture Biennial 2016. Reflection and Proposal was officially opened at the Italian Cultural Center in Jakarta on last Tuesday evening. The exhibition displays the work of 23 Indonesian architects. One of them is Capsule of Hope by Cosmas Gosali. On the sideline of the exhibition opening, he revealed that this work is a combination of European and Asian elements.
Saya membuat suatu kapsul of hope yang kita buat gitu. Jadi yang saya pikirkan adalah waktu itu bagaimana caranya mengcombine ya.
I create capsule of hope. So what I thought at the time was how to combine European and Asian elements. The European one is technology. People always complain about refugees. Taxpayers in countries which accommodate refugees complain why the countries give bit fund to the refugees. Secondly, the refugees actually have crisis identity. So I create a combination in which we can seize technology in the fund providing countries as it is cheap there. But we create a house with knockdown system so that the refugees can install it by themselves. It makes them have activity. So I hoped this will become prototype that can be made everywhere in the future. The work of Cosma Gosali and 22 other architects will be displayed in International Architecture Exhibition in Venice, Italy from May 28 to November 27, 2016. Besides, the works of three Indonesian architects will also be displayed in Milan from April 2 to September 12, 2016. In Jakarta, this exhibition is open for public from May 18 to June 17, 2016 at the Italian Cultural Center in Jakarta. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 are Li Chunkuo of China, Han Yifo of China, Chui Wenpai of China, Liu Fachen of China, Zhou Chueying of China, Tokita Michio of Japan, Yuho Fujimoto of Japan, Kobai Uemura of Japan, Russell Ainsworth, Australia, Jamal Uddin Elkiki, Australia, Rafiqul Alam Khan, Australia, So Jung Lee, South Korea, MD Mahfuzur Rahman of Bangladesh, Riaz Ahmad Khan, Pakistan. Congratulations to the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. You are invited to visit Indonesia from May 27 to June 1, 2016. Tourism Ministry pays the international tickets, domestic tickets, and ground handling during the visit in Indonesia. The winners bear travel fare from their city of origin to the country's international airport and visa application fee. They are also required to hold and keep all boarding passes during the program. Afterwards,
The winners should upload their activities during their visit in Indonesia to social media. Therefore, the winners should complete travel documents and personal data, including phone number and occupation, soon. Please send your photo as well to email wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. We are looking forward to your coming to Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Government Regaining Support in Parliament. The 2014 presidential election has presented two camps represented by the Red and White Coalition, or locally called KNP, and the Indonesian Great Coalition, which is also called KIH. The situation has forced the political parties to support both camps. However, after the election of Joko Widodo as president and Yusuf Kalla as vice president, supported by the KNP, some political parties had felt shaky and got closer to the camp of the KIH, which has been supporting the current government. The existence of the two groups has also made the parliament DPR split, because at the time, majority of parliament seats were controlled by the KNP. This has been a stumbling block to smooth out some measures taken by the government. Having undergone some internal conflicts in its administration post-2014 presidential election, political party Golkar, which was a majority party in the New Order era and supporter of the KNP, finally has decided to get out of the Red and White Coalition and supports the current government. The decision was taken at the extraordinary meeting, and Setia Novanto was elected as the new chairman in Bali on last Monday. Novanto said that Golkar has great power in some regions across Indonesia as governors, regents, and mayors. Golkar with the logo of Banyan Tree can help the government optimally. In addition to supporting the government, Novanto also promised greater authority is to the board of regional government at the level 1 and 2 of the Golkar party. Meanwhile, Secretary General of Golkar Idrus Marham has affirmed that the chairman of Gerindra party as the leader of KNP will be high-minded in the dealing with the Golkar's decision. Moreover, he said communication with KNP in the future will continue to run, despite Golkar is no longer in the line of KNP. On the other hand, Vice Chairman of Gerindra Fadli Son also has admitted that he is not surprised by the decision to be issued by Golkar getting out from Red and White Coalition KNP, and Golkar supports the government of Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kalla. He is convinced that Golkar's communication with KNP will keep running. Fadli Son has also affirmed that although KNP loses its one-partner coalition, Gerindra doesn't matter. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Fahri Hamzah, who has been very vocal in supporting KNP, respects the decision of Golkar getting out of the Red and White coalition. He feels that it is a common thing, considering that the phone coalition was without room to communicate with Indonesian Great Coalition KIH. Chairman of the Center of Political Research of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Samsudin Haris, feels that Golkar state will further smoothen the administration of Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kalla, mainly related to the decision in the parliament that would tend to be stable. But he also emphasized that the inclusion of Golkar into the current government does not necessarily mean that Golkar's cadre gain administrative position in the government. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular 2 days in History of Air Revolt Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on May 19, 1936, when radar was found. On 19th of May 1936, Watson Wood succeeded to find radar. After World War I, when Wignesen worshipped, he thought to detect the existing airplane through the chain of signal of radio wave. At the time, principle of radio and electromagnetic waves had been found by other scientists, James Maxwell. The radio station, which was established by Watson Wood in 1936, finally managed to detect the presence of air up to 70 miles. He then suggested to the government to set up a network of radar station, which was abbreviation of radio detecting and ranging to detect aircraft attack. The success of this system was pursued by England when against Germany in England, Wood, which had been held since August until October 1940. On his service, Watson Wood received money prize and medal by the government of England. Watson Wood died in 1933. The next event was in 1971 when the Mars 2 was launched. The Mars 2 was an unmanned space probe of the Mars program, a series of unmanned Mars landers and orbiters launched by the Soviet Union in early 1970s. The Mars 2 and Mars 3 missions consisted of identical spacecraft, each with an orbiter and an attached lander. The orbiter is identical to the Venera 9 bus or orbiter. They were launched by Patron K EV launch vehicle with the block D upper stage. The lander of Mars 2 became the first man-made object to reach the surface of Mars. On May 19, 1971, the Proto K2 blasted from Baikonur Cosmodrome. After the first stage separated, the second stage started. The test stage engine blasted Mars 2 into parking orbit. Then the block D set Mars 2 to Mars 2. Was deployed. And the last event was in 1998 when thousands of students of Jakarta and surrounding area came and occupied Parliament building. The occupation of the House of Representatives or the People Consulta Assembly was a monumental event in the overthrow process of President Suharto from power and reform demands. In the event, thousands of students from various campuses occupied Parliament building to urge the resignation of Suharto. The occupation of the building by students succeeded to push the leaders of the Parliament to ask the President to deliberate on his resignation. Finally, on 21st of May 1998, Suharto declared himself to quit as President of the Republic of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program, Focus. The theme of today's Focus is to face ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, the government prioritizes border area growth. The Minister of Villages, Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration focuses on budget to develop the border area and remote island, especially to face the challenges of ASEAN Economic Community AEC era. Director General for Development of Specific Area PDTU at the Minister of Villages, Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Suprayoga Hadi, has said that the government is targeting a reduction to 80 of 122 disadvantaged areas to be realized. Currently, Indonesia has 41 district cities in the border region and 28 districts in the outermost small islands. In 2015, from the total budget of 1.5 trillion rupiah gained from the PDTU, as much as 1.2 trillion was used for border areas and the outer islands. This was stated by Suprayoga in a national seminar with the team analyzing bird warnings of regional islands at Prasada University Indonesia YAI in Jakarta on last Wednesday. He also pointed out that the border area has to be a central area that should be kept strictly at the moment of the IAEC. The development of regional area is not only done through approach to security and prosperity, but also promotes the growth aspect. But Suprayoga admitted that the areas that are mostly exposed to the impact of the ASEAN Economic Community is the border ones and the outer islands. However, Suprayoga admitted that the development in small island regions is still very alarming. In terms of educational facilities, for example, the average distance to go to elementary school or SD reaches 6.8 kilometers and 12.14 kilometers for junior high school or SMP. Based on National Educational Minister Regulation Number 15/2010 on National Service Standard, the standardized distance for SD is 3 kilometers and 6 kilometers for SMP. In addition, the percentage of paved area in a disadvantaged island is by 12.28%. The ratio of electrification in remote island areas reaches only 70.21%. The figure is far from the national electrification ratio, which reaches 96%. Meanwhile, as many as 60.85% of border areas and remote islands are not affordable with cellular signals. Therefore, Suprayoga expressed the need for the participation of all elements of society, including academicians, especially in developing aspects of human resources in the border area. He urged the local economic development to be optimally improved if the human resources are qualified enough. They should be able to use appropriate technology well. It is the role of academicians to participate actively. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Bank Indonesian Governor Agus Martowardoyo said on Wednesday that Indonesian foreign debt remains at a safe level as long-term loans dominate obligations. Indonesian Health Minister Nila Mulud urged public hospitals to improve the quality and competence of their human resources to compete with other countries in the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community AEC provisions. Bank Indonesian Governor Agus Martowardoyo has asked the Islamic Development IDB to increase the value of its infrastructure investment in member countries. Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPN, and its Hong Kong counterpart, Impes HK, agreed on Wednesday to combine their synergy in promoting investment and exchange of best practices to serve investors. Cooperative Republic of Guyana has officially become the 57th member of Islamic Development IDB. This was stated by Secretary of IDB, Ghassan Al-Baba, before IDB Board of Governors at the opening of the 41st Islamic Development Annual Meeting in Jakarta Convention Center on Tuesday evening. An exhibition called The Indonesian Creativity through the Triennial of Milan 2016 and the Venice Architecture Biennale 2016 reflection of proposal was officially opened at the Italian Cultural Center in Jakarta on last Tuesday evening. The exhibition displays the work of 23 Indonesian architects. One of them is Capsule of Hood by Cosmas Kosali. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 are Lee Chun Kuo of China, Han Yi Po of China, Chui Wen Pai of China, Liu Fa Chen of China, Zhou Chui Ying of China, Tokita Michio of Japan, Yuho Fujimoto of Japan, Kobai Uemura of Japan, Russell Ainsworth, Australia, Jamal Uddin El-Kiki, Australia, Rafiqul Alam Khan, Australia, So Jung Lee, South Korea, MD Mahfuzur Rahman of Bangladesh, Riaz Ahmad Khan, Pakistan.
Congratulations to the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. You are invited to visit Indonesia from May 27 to June 1, 2016. Tourism Ministry pays the international tickets, domestic tickets, and ground handling during the visit in Indonesia. The winners bear travel fare from their city of origin to the country's international airport and visa application fee. They are also required to hold and keep all boarding passes during the program. Afterwards, the winners should upload their activities during their visit in Indonesia to social media. Therefore, the winners should complete travel documents and personal data, including phone number and occupation, soon. Please send your photo as well to email wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. We are looking forward to your coming to Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Wurung Crater, East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, Bondo was a regency in East Java, has a great tourism potential, especially natural tourism. Kawah Ijen or Ijen Crater in Sempol sub-district and Sumber Ringin is one of the popular natural objects in Bondowoso. Usually those who come to this site climb to Mount Ijen to see the beauty of Ijen Crater and its surroundings. Ijen Crater is an acidic crater lake located on top of Mount Ijen with 2,443 meters high above sea level to a depth of 200 meters and 5,466 hectares of wide. In addition to Ijen Crater, Bondowoso also actually have other craters which no less beautiful than Ijen Crater. The crater called Wurung Crater. Listener, now we invite you to know the Wurung Crater in Bondowoso. Wurung Crater is administratively located in Kalianyar Village, Sempol Sub-District, Bondowoso. The area that has about 100 hectares is included in Perhutani Bondowoso management. From Bondowoso to get to the area of Highland Paradise can be reached by 2 or 4-wheel vehicles. There are 2 alternative routes, namely through Jampit Plantation Area and Curah Macan. The road to the hill with an altitude of about 1,700 meters above sea level is relatively easy. If departing from Bondowoso City, it takes about 2 hours to reach the location. During the trip to the location of Wurung Crater, you will be pampered with outstanding natural scenery, starting from the pine forest to the flower garden along Jampit Plantation. It is called Warung Crater due to geographical conditions of the region that resembles underdeveloped crater. Warung in Javanese means underdeveloped. It is said that this area was formerly part of the caldera of Mount Ijen. It can be seen from the rolling hills like a gaping caldera. Climbing to the Warung Crater from the parking area to Bukit Pandang, Warung Crater takes about 25 minutes. Arriving at the top of Pandang Hill, we can see an enchanting and wonderful natural panorama. Across the Savannah Valley, there are standing strong the hills called Bukit Cincin. It is called Bukit Cincin because at the top of the hill, there is a puddle like a mountain caldera is in a diameter of about 100 meters, which is round like a ring or a cincin. Listener, for photography lovers, the beautiful scenery at Warung Crater is the perfect spot for hunting images. If the weather condition is good, we can see from the distance the lips of Ijen Caldera gaping widely. At the different angles, we also can see Mount Rawung with a super steep caldera. For those who like the challenge activity, you can try paragliding and hang gliding sport. Warung Crater currently begin to develop paragliding and hang gliding sport for tourists. So we suggest you to come to Bondowoso, East Java in your plan to holiday with your relatives and family. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Warung Crater in Bondowoso, East Java. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we'll inform you about Tour de Flores 2016. Stay tuned. Listener, today, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, become the attention of the world because in May 19 to 23rd, the region will organize an international cycling competition, namely Tour de Flores 2016. The Spark Tourism event, which is aimed at introducing several tourism objects in Flores and hopefully is able to increase tourist visit to East Nusa Tenggara. The Tour de Flores 2016 event also completed with tourism activities such as bazaar, the visit to the volcanic mountain, and cultural attractions. As many as 200 participants from 20 teams of international athletes who are members of Union Cyclists International participated in the event. The Indonesian cycling athletes consisted of two teams with a total of 20 athletes, while the local athletes from East Nusa Tenggara are represented by 10 riders in one team.
The riders is taking 661.5 kilometers route that divided into 5 stages, namely Larantuka Maumere, Maumere Ende, Ende Bajawa, Bajawa Ruteng, and the last stage Ruteng Labuan Bajo. All participants arrived in Lembata Regency and spent the nights in Lembata on May 17, 2016 and were taken by a motorboat to Larantuka, East Flores. The participants will stay in Larantuka to wait for the release, which is done by East Nusa Tenggara Governor Franz Leburaya on May 19, 2016. During their stay in Larantuka, the regional government of East Flores will take all participants to visit several interesting tourism objects. This event that is started from Larantuka, Flores, ended in Labuan Bajo on May 26, 2016, will be attended by Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The president is scheduled to welcome the participants. Tour de Flores 2016 is actually a tourism event that covers pre-event activities such as Klimutu tourism destination on May 16 to 18. Tour de Flores as the main event and fun bike as the supporting event that will be held on May 19 to 23. Meanwhile, the post-event activities to Komodo National Park and Pink Beach will be held on May 24 to 26. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany about Tour de Flores 2016. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again in the next Miscellany.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Amir Faisal. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk-suk makal buku dalam hati ada satu, manis lembut bisikan bu. Merdu lirik suaramu bagai pelita hidupku berkilauan bintang malam sendiri angin pun sejuk seakan hidup mendatang aku tempuh denganmu berpadunya dua insan simfoni dan keindahan melahirkan kedamaian melahirkan
The song's success to make Amir Faisal became an Indonesian pop singer around 1980s. The song, which was composed by Robby Lea, became a hit in the music charts in the country after it has been dedicated by Amir Faisal. Even many other Indonesian pop singers joined to release the song Simfoni Yang Indah, such as Bob Tutupoli and Once, who was joined in the Dewa 19 group. Before we get to know more, Amir Faisal, who started his career as the winner of the Radio and Television Singing Competition or Bintang Radio dan Televisi. Let's listen to the next song entitled Mimpi Yang Mungil by Amir Faisal. Happy listening.
Aku jumpa selingkas awan hitam berlari dariku, malamnya datang tak diundang lewat satu mimpi yang mungil. Ketika mimpiku ceritakan ada senyum di sudut bibirnya, sekarang dia kalungkan janji bulan merah senyum untukku. Oh mimpiku, oh mimpiku, datanglah dengan satu kenyataan yang jelas ku rindukan. Oh mimpiku, oh mimpiku, tanyakanlah padanya di mana dan kapan ia sukanya.
ku jumpa selintas awan hitam berlari dariku. Malamnya datang tak diundang lewat satu mimpi yang ketika mimpiku ceritakan ada senyum di sudut bibirnya. Sekarang dia kalungkan janji bulan merah senyum untukku. Oh mimpiku, oh mimpi. Kenyataan yang jelas ku rindukan. Oh mimpiku, oh mimpiku, tanyakanlah padanya di mana dan kapan ia sukanya. Di mana dan kapan ia sukanya. Di mana dan
listener, the singers of the 70s to 80s era in Indonesia were mostly born from the era that testing the vocal capabilities like Titiek Puspa, Harvey Balaiholo, including Amir Faisal. Amir Faisal won the BRTV, or Bintang Radio Televisi, singing competition of entertainment category in the 1980s. Since at that time, his singing career decisively began to explore the Indonesian pop music world. But from many albums, only one song that is likened by Indonesian fans in the country, namely Symphony Yang Indah. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Kau and Cinta by Amir Faisal. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Pernah miskin akan doa. Kau yang menyalakan pelita dalam hidupku, jadi penerang jalanku. Langkah demi langkah berjuta mawar di hatiku. Kau ilham bagi syair dan laguku. Hatimu dan tutur sapamu menyejuk jiwaku. Aku rela jatuh dalam pelukanmu. Dengan doamu, langkahku kian jadi pasti. Aku rela membagi kasih denganmu.
bagi syair dan laguku. Hatimu dan tutur sapamu penyejuk jiwaku. Aku rela jatuh dalam pelukanmu. Dengan doamu langkahku kian jadi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Semati demikian kau ucapkan janji. Menangis kita berdua, tertawa bersama. Jadi segalanya kau tak peduli lagi. Tak dia lebih menghancurkan kalbu. Kau bercumbu di depanku. Oh Tuhan, tunjukkanlah dosa dan salahku. Mudahnya ia buat janji, semudah ia ingkar janji. Alangkah kejamnya cinta, langkah pedihnya kejam. Oh kejam pedih, oh pedih cinta. Oh, oh, oh cinta kejam. Thank you.
tunjukkanlah dosa dan salahku. Mudahnya ia buat janji, semudah ia ingkar janji. Alangkah kejamnya cinta, alangkah pedihnya kejam. Oh kejam, pedih, oh pedih cinta. Oh, oh cinta kejam, oh kejam, pedih, oh pedih cinta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.